Welcome to Ask My Mommy.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. Just going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Good morning, Enriched Rising family. How y'all feeling? How's everyone feeling on this fine-ass Thursday with y'all fine-ass? I hope everyone is feeling amazing, amazing, amazing. It's your neighborhood, you feel a dope killer, Georgette, a.k.a. Gigi, and we are live today. We are live, and we are excited to be discussing juicing and the benefits, the ups and downs, the highs, the lows. Just juicing. Shout out to everybody who is fasting. Happy Ramadan. Shout out to the people who are on juice cleanses. That's where we at. Today is day four for me. Day four. I've been consuming about a gallon and a half a day of liquid, a gallon of juice. Between a gallon and a gallon and a half of juice and water, not collectively. And I'm part of this community with this beautiful lady on Instagram named Lisa, and her Instagram is Vegan Tech Good, and I'm just a part of this community to help push her clients on right now. It's like, you know what, I'm going to join her and support today. And we're doing 14 days of eating clean and juicing. So it's 7 days of juicing, just juice. And she has some pretty dope recipes. So some of her clients reached out to me, and they've had me very busy. So thank you so much, Felicia. Her program requires you to consume a gallon of juice a day. So before we get into all the things, I just want you to just sit there right there. A gallon of juice a day. No food, just a gallon. For some of you who are new to juicing, or maybe you have juiced in the past, I want to just kind of get into what is juicing. To juice is to extract the enzymes and the live nutrients from the fruit, leaving behind the fiber. Now, for those of you who want to come to me and say, hey, juice dealer, we need fiber, so what are we going to do with that? Sit that right there. I'll tell you what to do with the pulp later on in the show. So there's several ways to extract your juice. You can press it. You can use masticated juicers. You can use cold-press juicers, slow juicers. Some of them that are better on the fruit, and they better extract it, meaning that they don't damage the enzymes with heat, or, you know, it's not a lot of processing to get the juice extracted from the actual fruit or vegetable. So some people would say, well, what kind of juicer should I start with, or what? I don't even know how to get started. I mean, and it's very simple. Take the water-soluble fruit and vegetables, and we start with those first. For people who are new to juicing and want to know what type of juicer, a good brand that is easy to use, easy on the cleanup, is not the best as far as prolonging your juice, but it is great for beginners, and that's going to be a Breville juicer. They have all different tiers. My next one will be a Ninja juicer. They have a really good one that is pretty easy on the cleanup, but then when you start to get serious about the lifestyle and more into juicing, you might want to look up the Noma juicer, and then there's a Norwalk. And for my juice companies out there, there's a brilliant company who invented this machine called the X1 Mini, and that brilliant company is called Good Nature. And that is what we press. That's a cold presser. That's what you get. Okay? People's energy is high this morning. And that's okay. I'm actually parked, so it has nothing to do with it. But, yeah, so into getting into the juicing, there's
I have a question for you.
Go for it.
The first thing you said was water-soluble fruits. Can you go over to explain which ones those are for some of us who don't know?
For sure.
Because I assumed all fruit were water-soluble.
Some more than most. They all are, but some more than most, and we want to go for the more. So once we figured out our juicer and picked it out, and you get the juicer, you want to know what to juice. So Mary just brought that up. What are the more water soluble juices that you can consume? When beginning juicing, use your ABCs. Use your apple, beets, and your carrots. These are going to be your base for your beginner juicing. You want to use things that you can mix apple with. Apple is your friend. It can go fruit or it can go vegetable. That's a red apple or a green apple. These are full of nutrients. They yield a lot of juice. They hold a lot of water in them. So once you got your apple, beets, and carrots, you want to move on to your alkaline fruits, which are going to be your more water-soluble fruits, which is your cucumbers, your melons, your honeydew, your cantaloupe, your watermelon. These things are going to yield more juice for you. Coconut water. It's going to help you along the journey because juicing is, one, expensive when you get up into making it gallons at a time. It's also very time-consuming, and then you have to know how to treat your fruit and vegetables, what to look for and what to look at. We'll get to that. So now you have your juicer. You've started playing around with fruit and vegetables. You started with your ABCs, apples, beets, and carrots, and you build from these three fruit and vegetables. So apples, red apples, you may want to pair it with red fruit. Apple is very sweet. It's great for masking a bitter taste. When it comes to bitter, I always tell you it's going to be better, but a lot of times we've been held hostage from our taste buds. And so we automatically want the things that taste good. But that is a clear indication that when you are craving sweet, that there may be a parasite or some hormone imbalance or some gut bacteria issues. So we want to get those. This is why we even want to start juicing, so that we can take care of the gut bacteria, which initially takes care of the rest of the body and more so the brain. So now we move on to our beets. Beets can be paired with a lot of different things. Don't be afraid of beets. They're very, very good in detoxing the livers and the kidneys. If you cut it open, it looks like, you know, your liver and your kidney. Any fruit or vegetable that resembles a body part, more than likely that's the body part that is good for. So keep that in mind. So while we're out here going into our beets, beet is one of those brilliant fruit vegetables that can be either way. You can pair it with cilantro, parsley, and cucumber. That is delicious and great for your kidneys, great for diabetics. Or you can mix the beet with pineapple and ginger, and it gives you a little something different, and it's very, very sweet, which is also good if you just want to cleanse the blood, cleanse the liver, and the whole filtration system. So the reason why I enjoy juice so much is because as soon as you consume it, you can feel it. When we consume fresh pressed juice, we're supposed to drink it, swish it around, chew it up a little bit, open up the platelets in our chin so that we're able to receive and absorb the nutrients from this amazing product. Well, byproduct, because it's a byproduct of a fruit vegetable. So adding those things to your diet can be just life-changing if you've done it over time. Anything over time, you'll be able to tell the difference. If you look at your lifestyle now, you look at your life, you look at the way things are, this is a product of your lifestyle. If things are not going the way you want them to or deem them to, then this is time for a change. You know that it's time for a detox or a cleanse when you are experiencing brain fog, congested, irritable bowels, or constipation, bloating, headache, just mood swings. These are clear indications that it's time for a detox. So coming up to this detox, oh, wait, let me back up because I get excited. Carrots, apple beet carrots. Carrots is also that great thing that you can pair with your green leafy vegetables, and it'll make it more tolerable to consume. But again, we're going to always say bitter is better. So there's your basic apple, beet, carrot. That's your basic building blocks for juicing. Now, I've already said things like why we need to do a juice detox. For me, last week, I was on vacation. I had a great time. I probably had a Beyond Burger, probably ate an Impossible Burger too. And I know that these are healthier alternatives for the person who has a standard American diet. But for someone who has been on a plant-based journey for almost 15 years, this was a little bit out of my norm. And my body didn't even know how to really process these things because I rarely eat a lot of processed plant-based or vegan food. I'm a whole food kind of girl, okay? I like whole fruit and vegetables as they are cooked a little bit, like steamed or sauteed. That's what I enjoy. So I was all out doing the things of vacation. So vegans eat bad too. They eat bad vegan shit. And so this week I say, you know, after vacation, you're going to go on the cleanse. You're going to do this with Felicia's group, and you're going to add support to them. Well, honey, the first couple of days, I couldn't add support to anyone. Not only was I still running my company and being a mom, my body began to kind of break down on me because it had to break down all the toxins that I put in there in the prior week. My first day of my juicing was Monday. And just let me tell you, I was so just irritated. I'm like, okay, day one, you can do this. You've done this before. But I talked a lot about getting your mind right. I didn't have my mind right. But I knew I was still going to do this because I had my mind set that I was going to do this. So I'm traveling. I get back. I juice. Day one is pretty cool until about 5 p.m. And I am just tired. I'm tired because I've been traveling. I'm tired because I came off a plane and did work. I'm tired because sometimes when you come from vacation, you need a vacation to recoup from your vacation. So I was just tired. And then I automatically did not give my body any food, and I started consuming juice. This is not normal for me, but it may be abnormal for others because your body will go into a shock, and you will have a shock of a headache or a stomach ache or explosive diarrhea. Those things will occur when on a juice cleanse or a juice fast. So I started experiencing the detoxification, killer headache, and I was even more congested than the day before. Because now my body is starting to absorb all the good things, and it's getting ready to go attack the things that were placed in it last week, and it's getting ready to eliminate it on every level. I'm going to sweat it out. I'm going to poop it out. I'm going to pee it out. I'm going to cough it up. I'm going to blow it out of my nose. Everything. It's getting to come out. I first started juicing with celery, lime, kale, cucumber, ginger juice. There's nothing sweet about that. So So I already knew that this was going to be a long 14 days. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, okay, she's doing a juice cleanse. And then I heard her say juice fast. What's the difference between the two? When you're cleansing, you still have the opportunity to consume food throughout the duration of your cleanse. It is ideal that you consume green leafy vegetables, raw whole foods, grains, a lot of water. You can incorporate raw foods in your cleanse, and this will help with the cleansing process, helping to eliminate things that are stored in the gut and the intestine. When you're fasting, that is to consume no food at all, none whatsoever, other than the juice and the water. And if you're still taking supplements, I still consume my supplements. Sometimes I haven't, so that really depends on your discipline and your level and the way you want to, you know, go about your fast. So for me, I still take my vitamins. So this go-round, I decided to do a fast, no food. So along with the headache and things, I consume Good Green, which I sell on my website, juiceupbar.com. And it was a little bit better than the first day that I started with all bitter juice. And that was green apple, cucumber, collard green, kale, and my good friend, pineapple. Good Green brought me back to life, okay, because I was definitely, took me out. Tuesday, I think I went to bed at about 7:30, 8 o'clock. I was done for the day. Wednesday, I woke up with a new attitude, okay? I was rejuvenated. I had a lot of energy, way more than the prior 2 days. And I was just feeling great for about 8 to 10 hours. I may not have consumed enough water, but I'm almost certain I consumed more than most, at least 6 bottles. It's not quite a gallon, but at least 6 bottles of water I had. And I had a cough out of this world. I don't know where this cough came from. I'm going to hold it that it's part of the detoxing process. But I've never had, like, this cough. But I also consumed a lot of berry juice. Blueberry, blackberry, elderberry, strawberry. I think it was raspberry, too. Berries are natural lung detoxes. So I was going to cough up things and get it out. I just wasn't ready to cough all night. Remind you, I'm consuming a lot of liquid. So for the last 2 nights, it was just straight. I felt like I was going to the bathroom every 15 minutes to pee. It was annoying. So the later part of my afternoon, I decided to consume some watermelon juice because in Georgia, it's the beginning of watermelon season, but they're still kind of but they're pretty good. They'll be ready end of May.
You know, do you want to talk a little bit, you're bringing up melons and things like that, with the spring hitting and the crazy heat waves we're having all over the country, because like Minnesota yesterday, it was 90 degrees.
Yeah.
About melons having the natural electrolytes, how it's so important to be eating stuff like that to help you from dehydration?
Yeah, for sure. That's why we need our water-soluble fruit veggies. I enjoy watermelon. It is nature's Gatorade. I have done watermelon fast where I've only consumed watermelon for about 3 days, and I felt like a superhero. It was amazing. One thing I love about Georgia is they have 3 different types of watermelon. The traditional red one, which is actually a hyperpigmentation of GMOs, wanting to grow it faster, wanting it to be sweeter. The original watermelon is actually yellow, and then sometimes you'll get an orange one. So I enjoy all of those melons. Fun fact about watermelon, at Juiced Up, we juice the rind. That rind, that white part of the watermelon that people often throw away, that's the most potent thing that you can consume on the planet, because not only is watermelon like nature's Gatorade, it's also that white part is the active ingredient in Viagra. You are welcome. It's also wonderful for the prostate, whether it's active or inactive, in regulating that in men. So men, drink your watermelon, eat your watermelon, and it's okay to chew up the seeds too because they have nutrients in them as well. I enjoy melon. I'll be drinking honeydew, cantaloupe, and watermelon mixture today, and I'm adding ginger to it because I love ginger. I put that in everything. I absolutely love ginger. So now I'm rounding up to day four. I'm on day four. I'm feeling pretty good. I coughed all night. I hacked up things. And today, I can just kind of see what's going on. Like, my mental clarity is very sharp today. I've been consuming live enzymes for 4 days, and I just feel really good. Although my energy level is not as high as it was yesterday, I know that my body is still going through a process as I sleep, and I need to, you know, get more sleep during the detoxing process because your body repairs itself when it sleeps. I heard Mary say that it was 90 degrees in Minnesota yesterday. It got up to about 78 here in Atlanta. And I know it's going to be a hot, very hot, scorching summer, but I can't imagine it being 90 here yesterday. The heat that was here yesterday, it didn't even make 80. It's not good for people with problems, but that's why going on a detox in all forms, whether it be juice, herb, food, from television, from gossiping, from sleeping on yourself and sleeping on your potential or just bullshitting, like, it's great to go on a detox from things, because what you do is pull yourself away from your norm and emerge yourself into something new. And what happens is that new is that God shows up right in it. When you're able to rid your body of toxins and things that no longer serve you and just eliminate, it's something that fills you that is a different type of energy. It's a different vibe. Everyone should experience being completely empty. Because if you think about it, if we're just operating from day-to-day activity, we're just empty shells. We're living in Sims too. So when you become empty and you sit in that emptiness, you become present with yourself. Things will resonate up. Childhood traumas may come up. Memories that, you know, you have pushed to the back. Things like this will come up and they'll come out and they'll make so much sense. The clarity behind fasting and cleansing and detoxing, I want everybody to experience it. Also, I want everybody to experience it when it comes to your children. Grandparents, I love and hate a grandparent, okay? They're the most wonderful, disastrous people on the planet when it comes to your child and their diet. Grandparents become the pitfall in children with silver teeth and children with childhood obesity because we didn't have the heart to say no, or we didn't have the heart to give them that or I don't even like that, so they're not going to like that. That's the mentality that I wish to change in us as a people, as human people, that fruit and vegetables are not good, or we develop a palate for things that taste good but aren't good for us. I have detoxed my son a few times, and every time I saw things different in him, or I saw behaviors lessen. I have had him on a heavy metal detox, and his clapping and flapping subsided, the stimming subsided. I've had him on juice cleanses, and the bloat in his belly went down. I have had him on a really, really strenuous detox, a parasite cleanse, if you will. And I have watched his signs reverse. I have helped people juice cancer from the prostate, from the liver, from breast, just all types of any ailment, any pain, any discomfort, any allergy. Can be changed, can be altered, can be cured, can be redirected, can be minimized, can be subsidized, all the things by the change of your diet and what you actually put into your vehicle. I call the body a vehicle because it navigates us through life. If you listen to your body, it'll tell you what it needs. A headache is nothing more than your thermostat saying, hey, we need water, we need hydrated. Stomach cramps or stomach pains are saying, hey, we might have air pockets that we need to see about, or maybe we're hungry, or maybe we ate too much. Dryness in the mouth, another indicator that we're dehydrated. So your body lets you know what it needs. Being tired and groggy, more green leafy vegetables. You need more energy, beet, ginger. They're all there. And when you start to get in the mindset that food and drugs are the same thing, and you begin to take the right kind of drug for your right kind of habit, you can begin to change those things and heal from within. Healing yourself is one of the things that is a daily concept that you must administer on yourself, for yourself, by yourself. No one can heal you but you. No one can eat the fruit and vegetables but you. No one can drink the juice but you. If you seriously want to make a change in your life and you seriously want to reverse ailments, reverse dis-ease and dis-ease, it really starts with making your mind up today and doing something small today. Maybe today you drink 2 bottles of water. Maybe tomorrow you drink 2 more. And then by Friday, because you consume water, your body needs more water on Friday. So you say, maybe I'm going to drink 3. And then in a week, maybe you start to get up a week, 2 weeks, you can drink 1 gallon a day. But it all started with just a simple little mindset. I'm not saying you got to go out here and be vegan today. I'm not saying you got to go out, excuse me, and do all the things and work out and go to bed by 5 and wake up and take a cold shower. And you don't have to do it today. It doesn't have to be that complicated. It just has to be today I choose to drink more water. Today I choose to eat an apple. Today I could have had that muffin, but I'm going to do this granola bar and drink some water and see what that happens. See what happens then. Mm-hmm. And then you'll understand that everything that you're doing right now is going to become a big habit. It's going to alter and change a small habit. It's going to come up and that is going to come up and that you want to do these things, they no longer is a challenge for you. They no longer how, you know, oh, I got to do this. Oh. But then when you go back to the doctor and you see the results, or you step on the scale and you see the results and you look in the mirror and your clothes get a little different, you're like, oh, that worked. I should have tried this a long time ago. But we can't shoulda, coulda, woulda ourselves. We just do what's right here and what's right now. Right now is all you have. You cannot worry about things that you cannot change. So even if today, if you started today off with whatever, just say for lunch, I'm going to eat something a little bit different. I'm going to try more things that are better for me today. So, Mary, I have a question for you. Most people don't know this answer, but I want to know from you. Do you know your blood type?
I do. I'm all positive.
Wonderful. 8 out of 10 Americans don't even know their blood type. If you don't know your blood type, you don't even know what fruit and vegetables or what diet you need to consume to have the things you need to have so that you can just run at your optimal prime level. So knowing yourself is knowing your blood type, knowing what things you need for your body to be amazing.
You know, most hospitals now don't even test that. The only time they test it now is if you have surgery.
When you ask, yeah. When you say when you get married?
No, when you're born. They don't test it anymore.
Well,
I'm still trying to track down because I wanted to find out for my kids, and it's like an act of God to get that information. It is insane. So for $5 on Amazon, you can buy the blood test or the test kit to find out what your blood type is, and it's accurate.
I was just about to say that Amazon has a kit for you. For anybody who wants to know their blood type, Amazon. If you're in Atlanta, there's a cool lady called the Vitamin Lady. She teaches a class about it. I've done one myself just to see, you know, to receive more information. And it's very interesting that your blood determines what you eat and how what you eat can change anything. There are people who suffer from really bad allergies from living in Georgia. But if they cut out the dairy and chicken, they cut out the allergies. Especially if you're B-positive blood type, because when you consume chicken and you consume the salmonella enzyme and it gets with your gut bacteria, it becomes a breeding ground for the cold and flu. And then you're full of mucus. And now you're hackling and coughing and everything, but you ate chicken. And you're B positive. And it's not even the meat that's for you. So knowing your blood type, it is very crucial to, you know, having a balanced diet and a balanced life. Because if you continue putting the things in it, you're going to continue to get the same results that you already have gotten. So now you found out that blood type. We figured that out. We begin to diagnose ourselves. We're quick to accept whatever the doctor tells us. Oh, this is low and this is high and this is this and this is that, and I'm going to prescribe this and I'm going to prescribe that. And you looking like, well, dang, it's nothing I can do before I have to jump on this medication? Nothing at all? Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll take it and I'll try it. And then they tell you the may cause drowsiness, the headache, disappearance, shrinkage, whatever, you know, all the da, 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 at the end, kidney, liver failure, heart failure. You're like, wait, I didn't sign up for this. I just thought I needed, you know, the medication to help this. But if you just listen to your body, hone in, talk to your physician, say, hey, what can I eat? All physicians aren't nutritionalists. So you may want to get with someone who can help you with your dietary needs. I'm here for the general practitioner, but I'm also here for the nutritionist. So you get with them and you find out, hey, maybe if I cut out red meat and add exotic fish like rainbow trout, then I get enough mercury in my body. And I start taking a magnesium supplement once a day. Everything else is great. Okay, good. I've regulated everything in my body. All the systems are being systematic. Everything's working properly. I feel great. Wonderful. Now we back to being great. Now we back at our optimum prime. Which brings me back to behavior and diet. Do you ever just eat something and automatically you don't feel good anymore? Like, you just like, oh, I shouldn't have ate all of that. You know, the itis kick in. And you're trying to figure out, like, hey, you know, I'm tired, I'm sleepy. Food isn't supposed to make you feel that way. Food is supposed to be energy. It's supposed to be fuel to keep you going, not to put you to sleep. A warm glass of lemon water should put you to sleep. Hot tea. Not a full belly of food. Some days when you are not really open and receptive to receive information, think about what you consumed the day before. Think about what you listened to, what you watched, the conversations you had. Also, when it comes to our children and their behaviors, think about what they've eaten, what they've consumed, what they had in their diet. Think about what they didn't have in their diet. Did they drink enough water? Did they have enough amino acids? Did they have green leafy vegetables? Did they have some fruit? Behavior is in direct correlation with food. We can think food gives us a feeling, or we feel like we can think about, ooh, lemon pound cake, yummy. But Nana also got a pound of sugar, a pound of butter, and a pound of eggs in there. But you already know you're going to be congested when you consume it. But you're going to do it because it's what is good and animated. And it's okay to enjoy it every now and again. It's not every day. Small, subtle changes in your children's diet will have a bigger impact on them. A few ways to get your children excited about fruit and vegetables is take them grocery shopping with you. Pick out the fruit and vegetables together. Talk about it. Maybe you do a little research before you even go to the grocery store so you guys know what you're looking for. Make it a game. All right, I got 6 vegetables for you to find. Can you find all 6 of them? I got the timer set on 3 minutes. Go. And they're going to find the fruit and vegetables. Just make it exciting for them. Then when you get home, make it a game when you clean your vegetables. I clean my vegetables with apple cider vinegar and baking soda. There are a number of things on Amazon you can clean your vegetables with. Vegetable wash, there's a cool machine that you can put in the water for, I think, for about 30 seconds. I think Mary was telling me about the machine. I looked it up. I haven't ordered it yet, but I got to get it. That cleans the water around in your vegetables and cleans it from pesticides. So get excited about cleaning your fruit and vegetables so they can be good for us, they can be better for us. And then teaching your children just basic culinary skills on how to properly use a knife, how to peel soup, how to cut it up, how to store it. These are life skills. This is also family time. This is also changing the mindset on food and how it can help all aspects of your life. So now we have this family time back and we cut it up and we clean it. Then we juice it. Or maybe we eat some of it. Or maybe we cook some of it. Again, more time with family. More conversations are being had. Verbal and nonverbal, mommy. We're still communicating. So now you guys are creating a bond. And then most of the time when children make things themselves, they're more inclined to try it because they prepared it. They made this. They cooked it. And so it just begins to be, you know, a lifestyle. And when this lifestyle transpires, the new development in what's really important in your life will happen. Food can be something that brings us together, or it can tear us apart. I don't knock anybody for whatever diet you consume. I just think in my heart that everyone owes it to themselves to treat their body with a little bit of love and respect, because it has kept you from things, kept you to things. It keeps you safe. It fight or flight. It does things. It's fighting off things that you don't even know why you sleep. It's rejuvenating. It's rebooting. All the things. We take our bodies through a lot. So by honoring your body and giving back to your body, you still want to consume fruit and vegetables for a period of time to make sure that it keeps going. It's like giving your body an oil change. You give your car an oil change every couple of months. Your body needs one too. Your digestive system needs to rest. Your lymphatic system needs to reboot. Cells need to grow and regenerate. Repair needs to happen to your body. But you have to be mindful enough to give your body the things that it needs to help itself. I know the body is very much self-healing. And you can use water, sunlight, positive self-talk, and diet to heal it. But also just knowing that, hey, let me give this vehicle a break. Let me give it a rest. Let me honor it. Let me sit with it. Let me be completely empty. Let me flush it out. Let me cleanse it. That's when elevation happens. Everything is a process, but enjoying the progress throughout the process, that sweat equity is what makes it all worth it. Now, I am going to open it up because I do have a lot of questions that have come through via text messaging about juicing and cleansing. And Mary, if you have any questions or any other listeners have questions, I am open to answer them.
So one question I got was, how do you get kids who don't like fruits and vegetables to be able to get them to eat them?
Well, ooh, that's fun. So masking has become a thing in my household. If you want your little one to consume more green leafy vegetables, pineapple juice, is going to be your number one friend in helping aid in those things.
Apples, I know one thing really- that I do in my house is taking spinach and other green leafy vegetables when I make spaghetti, because I make it from scratch. And when it's done cooking, I'll slice and dice it up so it's very fine and mix it in the spaghetti sauce so the kids think it's parsley.
I love that. With Gage, we do smoothies too. He's gotten a liking smoothies. I put collard green, kale, pineapple, mangoes, maybe a date to make it even more sweeter, plant milk, and he'll drink it with no problem. He enjoys the berry smoothies too. Also, you can also get creative. Like if you make it in a juice, popsicles. Kids love popsicles, okay? Pineapple juice, orange juice, apple juice is your base of your popsicles, and the children just absolutely love them. One question I got was, how do I continue 7 days a week? It's just like every time you get hungry or every time you would initially eat, you drink 8 to 16 ounces of juice. If you need more, you drink more. If you need less, you know, you drink less. But you should be still consuming as close as a gallon of water each and every day. It's difficult at first, but over time, keep giving your body water, it will tell you, hey, we need water. You will, like, feel dry. You'll feel like you need water. It's coming off the juice fast. If you've been consuming juice and nothing else but juice, when you're coming off your juice fast, you don't want to go right into eating food. You may want to incorporate just some vegetable broth the first day. See how that makes you feel. Then maybe adding a light smoothie. And when I say a light smoothie, I mean like cucumber, maybe a little bit of pineapple, and coconut water. That's what you wanna consume first. And then you'll wanna consume maybe like a puree of things. And I say puree because you can take, like, some carrots, boil them down, and make a puree out of it. Butternut squash soup is one of my favorites. Split pea soup is another one. And maybe you do that for a day. And then you'll add maybe a thicker smoothie. Maybe it's a smoothie with, like, strawberry, banana, peanut butter, hemp milk. And then maybe you want to incorporate like a salad on maybe the third day. Don't do too much, but maybe a salad, still soup, still on the liquid. By day 5, because 4, you may add a more salad, maybe some grains, you know, that portion still on the smoothies. And then by day 5, you maybe can eat like a hearty wrap, but still with the raw aspect of it, like a kale wrap. And then you can add more cooked foods, like cook some kale, some collards, maybe some quinoa, couscous, farro, these different type of grains to get back, you know, to eating a solid food. So it will take time. Just as many days as it took on the juice, it takes to get off the juice, because you don't want to have your digestive system be backed up or be constipated or explosive diarrhea. We don't want to experience those things. So these are things to expect from your 7 days of juice. You got any more questions on your end, Mary? That was what was sent to me. I have another question that says, how long can you juice? People have done 30 days, 40 days. There is a social media influencer by the name of G. Bryant. He did, like, I think, a year of raw. I think he did maybe 30, 40, 50, 60 days, something crazy of, you know, just juicing and consuming his food via smoothie. So it can be, you will lose a little weight. But, again, it's just about eliminating toxins out of the body and feeling good in the process and really honing in onto your energy and your God.
I'm going to add something in there when you're done, but I just wanted to say, listen to your body. Make sure if you're going to juice that you cover all the nutrients you need, because, you know, there's people that only can live on only liquids and feeding tubes. So you have to listen to what your body's telling you and looking for the signs to be healthy.
Yeah. The longest I've done is 14 days of juice. That's the longest I've done. Hold on, let me not tell y'all that lie. I did a fast for 14 days. The first 10 days was juice. The last 3 days, so 10 days was juice. The next 3 days was just water. And on that last day, I did nothing. I did nothing for the whole day. That's the longest I've ever did any type of fast or anything like that. What about you, Mary?
Not by choice. There were days in the military where, you know, you had only MREs, or you sometimes didn't have access to food, and I always, you know, you're drinking water and supplements. But I, if I don't eat actual physical food, I get really, really sick. I have to eat. I can't just do a juice. It starts out as a headache, then it goes to a migraine and to the point where I will throw up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. It just depends. Like, if I'm feeling any kind of sick, I'm going to go on a detox. I'm going to go on a fast. Because I know that getting things out of your body, you sometimes have to starve them out of your body.
Yeah, that's how I found out, is I tried that idea. And I had a stomach condition when I was young. Well, it wasn't even a stomach condition. I had severe appendicitis for years. And the doctors said I had, there was nothing wrong with me and that I needed to see a shrink. I was 5 years old, and I couldn't make it through the day in school. Once I ate school lunch, I'd throw up. Well, it was certain foods would irritate my stomach, which would irritate the appendix. And it took 4 years and a buttload of Maalox. That's all they would do is send me Maalox. And it took 2 days of excruciating pain when I was 12, right before state softball tournaments that I was supposed to pitch in. Not being able to move in bed in emergency surgery 2 hours later when my parents took me to the emergency room to find out all my problems were my appendix. And ever since then, because I was given all this Maalox and all these different antacids and taking them on a regular basis, I screwed up my stomach.
Girl, I ain't never been there. That's why I tell people, don't just go back to eating food, because this ain't the way. It's going to be all bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be all
so
bad.
So, no. Oh, it was bad. My goal for the first 3 years of school was to stay through the whole day. I could never make it. If I ate, I got sick. And so I had scarring in my throat from throwing up constantly. They were telling me I was anorexic. They were telling me everything under the sun but the actual problem. It took years to figure out the actual problem. And I could eat anything now since then. But since then, if I don't eat actual food at least once a day, I will have severe migraines and I will be done.
No. I haven't had a headache in so long. But Tuesday, I think I posted I want to fight my headache. It was hurting so bad. And light hurt my eyes, sound hurt. I was just like, I have got to get away. What is this?
Oh, you should have called me. I have a script for that. I do hypnotherapy, and I use it on myself for migraines. And it
was that Beyond Burger leaving my system, okay? It was all the fried cauliflower I had consumed.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the Beyond sausage I had consumed. Like, it was, I knew it was going to be all bad.
You were like the privates at the last day of boot camp, because when you're in the military, you're under a strict regulated diet in boot camp. You can only eat certain foods. And the day before you graduate, you get to explore the base and, you know, eat. And all the kids, for some reason, always go to every restaurant or fast food place and eat the pizza and the burgers and all the fast food, and they spend the next day just sicker than hell.
Yeah.
Because your body's rejecting all the garbage that you ate the day before.
Man, listen. Oh, I'm just grateful that it's day four. Again, I'm going to be on my melon today. I'm going to have some more energy later on. Tomorrow I'm doing a really, really dark green juice. It is kale, collard green, bok choy, Swiss chard, dandelion root, watercress, celery. I may add some carrots. That's it. I'll be consuming that tomorrow.
So I have a question for you. I don't know if you can answer this or not. What nutritional value do dandelions have?
There's something
with it. Because my grandma used to talk about it all the time when she was a kid, because she grew up on a farm really poor. And they used to make mashed potatoes, because she's Irish, so we eat potatoes for everything. But they always, you know, dandelion wine, or they'd mix the dandelions, chop them up, and put them in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay. I enjoy dandelion because it's a natural blood thinner.
That's what it is.
Any of my jugs that's on blood thinners, you don't have to be doomed to have taken this every single day. And I say that because they tell you once you get on, you can never get off. But dandelion root, you can juice it. It's a natural blood detoxer and thinner. When you add watercress with it, it becomes like more of a detox for your liver than your kidneys. But you can definitely use this and wean yourself off blood thinner.
It's like an onion.
You said what else?
It's like an onion. Onion's a natural blood thinner.
Or you can do the same. If you can stomach onion juice, yes. Also, dandelion is really bitter, and so that bitter is going to help push out things that may be alive, and not like the gut bacteria, I mean like the parasites in your body.
Huh.
Yeah.
Great
for your stomach, too.
You know, it blows my mind that, you know, we have the science now to explain it, but people back in the day didn't have it, but they knew that. You know, my great-uncle had kidney problems, and he had kidney failure a few times, you know, when he was a kid. He was a really sick kid, and my grandma always told us about dandelions and using dandelions. And even when I had kidney problems back when I was a kid, she'd always make, you know, mashed potatoes with dandelions in it, and I never knew why. She couldn't remember why. She just remember her grandma always told her that. Now I know why. So it's a detoxifier.
Yeah, heavy on it.
Cool.
So, yep, I enjoy those things. Dandelion is very good. It's also like that dark green leafy vegetable that you need to make it, you know, just getting your nutrients in. You gotta get your greens in every single day. Greens houses vitamin A, C, and K, potassium, chlorophyll. We need to get those greens in, and our children need to get them in, too, and that's why sometimes we put it in the juice, we put it in a smoothie. One thing I love to do is to let Gage cut up some fruit and vegetables because he likes the colors. And I let him saute it and add whatever seasoning he want to add, and then he has to eat it because he made it. And I record him, and he makes it like a little show, like, okay, first we're going to cut up the carrot, add a cup of carrot, then we're going to cut this, and then we're going to stir it up like this and put a little bit of salt and this and that and let it cook down, and voila, and then he has to eat it.
Good, I'm not the only one.
He'll eat it.
My daughter's the same way, and I make her taste it at least try it.
Yeah, just getting those things in every single day. And when it's all said and done, knowing that you did something good for yourself and good for your body and good for your children, it makes you feel good about it, and it makes you want to go harder. It makes you want to do more for yourself. So juicing may just be the beginning of your health, your lifestyle, or your better choices. And it doesn't have to be dramatic, and it doesn't have to start today with changing everything, but it can start today with just changing your mind and how you value food and how you see food.
So we're almost out of time for today. Any quick questions or comments anyone wants to add?
I just appreciate people listening to my realm of expertise of things that I know and the things that I have grown to learn over time when it comes to health and mental wellness, and knowing that our diet is the most important thing in wellness and in healing and on this journey. Everything you need in this whole wide world, God put it on this earth for us, every single thing. And when you get the mindset that you have everything that you need and you really don't need anything, that's when the healing will begin to start, and then you'll begin to look at things from a different view, and then you won't operate in emotions. You won't operate in scarcity. You won't operate in sickness. You won't operate in not knowing what's for you. You'll operate in assurance. You'll operate in self-worth, self-love, and you can just begin to go out and help others be great just because you took care of yourself. And no, they will ask you, oh, my gosh, what have you been doing? Oh, my gosh, Diane, what you got going on? Oh, my gosh, Mary, you look wonderful. Oh, your attitude. Excuse me. They'll know all these things. And then you can begin to tell them, you know, hey, it's because today I woke up and I chose myself. Today I woke up and I drank some water, I mind my business, and I ate my green leafy vegetables. And everything will always work itself out.
Mm-hmm. And remember, choosing yourself does not mean you're selfish. Choosing
definitely
yourself
not
is a selfless act, because you can't take care of others until you take care of yourself.
For sure. That's just like love. You can't say you love everybody if you don't know how to love yourself. Taking care of yourself is loving yourself.
So thank you for joining us today.
For sure.
Country, I'm going to give you a call in a minute.
For sure. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, questioning, answering, putting your two cents in. I appreciate it. Join Mary tomorrow, 9 a.m. I'm back next Thursday, 10 p.m., Juice Dealer, Dope Dealer Radio.
And join us today at noon. I'm special hosting the show today.
Woo woo.
Yeah. I love the hour before the show phone call.
For sure. Be the change you want to see. Go out and give a dollar away, maybe even two. Step back, watch it grow, and see what it do. I love y'all. Y'all going to be amazing on this fine-ass Thursday. Peace.
Bye for now.